On this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly, Prime Minister says government will act with integrity in Petrojam probe, visits with family of teenager injured at birth, and breaks ground for serviced lots in Duncan's Trelawney. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will act with integrity as it continues to probe allegations of mismanagement at the state-owned refinery Petrojam. In a statement to Parliament last Tuesday, Mr. Holness said the government, by its actions, is showing its concern about the serious allegations made and has engaged a process designed to establish facts amidst the allegations.
Whatever we are able to verify with our limited powers of investigation and discovery, we have acted upon them and we have kept the public informed of our actions. This government is serious about building a culture of accountability. Accountability is a spectrum of actions, starting with an agent, the cabinet, the main agent or the main principal of policy, reporting to a principal of authority, the parliament from which the government is drawn.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has asked President and Chief Executive Officer of Sagicor, Christopher Zaka, to chair a team to assist the government and the board of Petrojam to determine the strategic direction of the company.
There is urgent, critical need for a strategic review. And even more so when the organization is losing focus and straying from the policy guidelines and placing public funds at risk. The government, Mr. Speaker, cannot sit idly by and allow this to happen.
The government's response to date has also included the reallocation of the energy portfolio to the Office of the Prime Minister, as well as policy changes at Petrojam. Additionally, Prime Minister Holness met with senior management and staff of the Energy Division and Petrojam. More housing solutions are coming for Trelawney. That's the word from Prime Minister Holness. He says the government recognizes that Trelawney is emerging as a parish of choice for persons to live.
And that is primarily because of the salubrious climate, the pleasant people, the rustic nature. And at the end of the day, you know, we all have this very hospitable Jamaican culture, but it seems as if the people in Trelawney exhibit it more.
Prime Minister Holness was delivering the keynote address at a groundbreaking ceremony for 196 serviced lots in Windsor Hills, Duncan's Trelawney.
These are service lots, so they will have all the amenities, roads, sidewalk, sewage. Each lot will have their own sewage disposal built to specification and approval by the relevant agencies. But it will also have recreational facilities and those other kinds of amenities which we insist upon these days, because a part of the mandate is not that you just get the house, but that you live long enough to enjoy it.
The lots are being developed by the National Housing Trust, NHT. 64 lots are to be allocated to SCJ Holdings Limited by way of a land swap, while the remaining 132 will be sold through the NHT. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says there are plans for another 900 solutions to be made available at Dry Valley in Trelawney. And Prime Minister Holness last week visited with 14-year-old Tajro and his family at Union's Estate in St. Catherine. Taj was injured during his birth at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, and his family has been engaged in a court case against the government spanning close to 14 years. Prime Minister Holness says he was moved by the teenager's story, which was highlighted in the press a few days before his visit.
I had a grand aunt who had a child with similar complications, and the challenges that she had for years in just maintaining the child is something that I could identify with what you are going through now and the pain.
Prime Minister Holness made a personal donation to the family and has asked the Attorney General to examine the case, while the Ministry of Justice has been asked to do what it can to speed up the process. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time as we highlight more of the stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.